Dr. Roberts, would you like to add any quote-unquote model phrases of yours on the collapse of the theory of evolution and the fact of creation, or any other topic to emphasize the invalidity of the theory?
I find that one of my personal mottos is that, or at least one of my personal values, is that I'm committed to seeking truth, wherever truth may lead. And I used to be a theistic evolutionist until I heard Hugh Ross speak and offer his perspective on how what we know about how galaxies form and the creation of the universe and the start of the universe from scientific data completely aligns with what we understand about the creation account in Genesis. And when I heard him describe this in the first talk, it presented to me a very deep integration of science and Christian scriptures, one that resonated with me both intellectually and a heart and a spiritual level. And so at that point, I began to explore more deeply the claims of evolution and the evidence that was there in support of evolution and the evidence that was lacking in support of evolution. And I think that if we approach things with a commitment to truth, and again, I consider my motto to be a truth seeker and to go wherever the truth leads, well, I found that the truth was leading me to begin to question evolution, especially at the level of chemical evolution and macroevolution. So I no longer consider myself a theistic evolutionist, but I consider myself a progressive creationist. I believe that God created by fiat both the universe, soulish creatures in the Cambrian explosion, and humanity in the person of Adam and Eve.